oh yeah, you can beat them. You can beat them to death.
Why is that?
I mean, what I mean by beating them, like most Jews I know run stores, like Namers and Webbles, clothing stores.
Right.
And like say, I do most of my shopping at Webbles. Me and well, Webbles and Namers. Me and
Webbles and
Webbles.
W-E-B-E-R-S. Okay, Webbers.
And Namens.
Namens?
Yeah. All right. Me and Mr. Namers and Webbers, we are all right. We know each other pretty good.
Oh,
so
really?
What I do is I go to Webbers and I look at a pair of pants. If I like them, I tell them, I say, I like them. But I seen the same thing down in Namers. I think they were a little bit cheaper, so I'm going down here and look at them. Now, Namers pants usually be a little higher than Webbers. So I go down and tell Mr. Namers, look at Mr. Webbers, got these pants up here for $16. You got them for $18. I said, I'm going back down here. Well, he said, wait a minute, Brad, I'll bring them down for $16, okay? I said, no, you can bring them down for $16. Mr. Webbers, bring them down a little closer. He said, well, I'll tell you what I do. I'll let you have them for $15, no more, no less.
That's a smart way to do it.
Oh, but a lot of people do that. See, because most of the time, the Jews actually getting all the business downtown.
Oh, really?
Because, like saying, if you go in there and you see a $14 pair of pants, you don't have $11. Most of the time, he'll bring it down and let you have a pants.
Probably worth it to him, yeah.
Right. And he going to do his best to sell you something when you come in there.
Yeah. Okay. But you don't know any slang words for Jews, do you?
No.
All right. How about Germans?
Germans? Krauts.
Yeah.
I ran about that in the service.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And on combat. I never seen it in real life till I got to service.
Really? You think that's true? You learn a lot?
In the service?
Yeah, being in the service. Just about life?
I learned a lot about life.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I've seen before I went to the service, I hated everybody.
Really?
Everybody that wasn't black.
Oh, okay.
Everybody that wasn't black, I hated them. And then, see, after I got to the service, I learned to judge people one at a time.
That's a lot of my white friends have said that after they got to the service, they had to live. You know,
yeah,
they had
to
work with blacks.
Yeah,
so
you
had
to live.
Ability.
Well, like saying, see, I had, when I was sleeping, I used to sleep on the top bunk.
Mm-hmm.
There was a white dude up under me. There was a white dude next to me. And there was a white dude up under him.
Oh, okay.
And I was on the end bunk. So when I took a shower, most of the time it was a white dude on that side of me and a white dude on that side of me, and probably a Puerto Rican cross from me. And when I'm eating, I usually eat with this dude or that dude or that. And most of the time they were mixed up. See, because when I went there, I didn't know but two dudes, and that was Tony.
Two from your high school.
Yeah,
right?
Two from my high school. And when we got there, they split us up, so I had to meet new friends. And at first I got there, I was the squad leader.
Oh.
Yeah, and that made it rough, you know, because I had to tell them what to do.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
a lot of them didn't like me.
Yeah, a lot of them didn't, but then again, see, I showed them, like saying, I had been working for this construction company before I got there, and they taught me how to work, how to make it easy on myself. So then I taught them the same thing, and we came up with the best squad every week. And then they began to catch the hang of it, and we got to be pretty tight.
Okay. How about names for Italian people?
Italian.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard WAP?
WAP?
Yeah, WAPs for Italians.
Hell, but name back that, I get them off Archie Bunker.
What? WAP?
I get them from Archie Bunker.
Archie Bunker,
yeah.
So you never heard that around here?
No.
Ever heard any name before
now? None at all. I don't run across too many Italians. I only ran across one Italian.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she wasn't Italian, because she was black. She said she was born there.
Oh, but she's really
raised
black.
Here.
Oh, okay. How about Polish people?
Pola.
Okay. Russians?
Oh, let me see. No.
People from Czechoslovakia?
Czechs.
All right. How about Lithuanians? Oh. Okay.
Something like that.
All right. It's some country, it doesn't even exist anymore, now it's part of Russia. But it used to be a little Eastern European country, Lithuania. It doesn't even exist anymore.
Over here.
Yeah.